Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back, episode 130. Patrick here, CJ Evolution, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for tuning into the show. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the many thousands that have been displaced by these floodings, the floods that are happening right now as we speak down in the Houston, Texas area. What started out as a hurricane, now it's a tropical storm, and they're getting pounded by just record rainfall. It's just unbelievable. I was looking at a picture today about, a picture of what was once an interstate highway in Texas in the Houston area. Now it's just totally underwater. I mean, it just looks like a lake. It is unbelievable what is happening down there. So whatever you can do to help the many thousands down there, folks, whether it's contacting your local Red Cross, I'm sure they can direct you to the right resources to give and donate if you can. I know there's a lot of first responders from Colorado going down there to help. And again, special thanks to all the first responders down there that have been taxed, you know, to the limit down in the Houston area. And that whole state now, I'm sure that they're sending everybody that they can down to that area to help in the recovery efforts. So, you know, how do we prepare for a catastrophe? I mean, it's so hard to, sometimes a catastrophe, we have an idea of when it might happen. But, you know, this started out as a hurricane that just came out of nowhere and just pounded the Texas area, and it's unbelievable. So let's talk about some steps you can take to prepare for a catastrophe. So stock up, number one, stock up on emergency supplies. You know, after 9/11, many American families have created special emergency kits to help them survive in the event of another tragedy. Regardless of the threat, an emergency supply kit can help you stay alive during the early days following an outbreak or disaster. Items you should include: water, non-perishable food, prescription and non-prescription medication. A lot of people need that, obviously, you know, in a catastrophic event. First aid kits, obviously, toiletries, tools, if you need those tools, pet supplies, generator and gas. I was just talking to my wife a couple days about getting a generator for our house, but you need these things to help you through those difficult times. Number two, have an emergency family plan. Chances are you will be taken by surprise during a disaster. Gathering the troops or having a what-if discussion with your family is imperative. Review the family's daily schedule and identify a go-to safe spot in the event of a disaster, like any kind of catastrophic event, hurricane, tornado, you know, whatever. Determine how you could come together as a family once the area has been deemed safe or cleared. Can you walk home if necessary, or will you require a car, bus, or train transportation? If you could typically ride public transportation and there is no way you can walk home, identify a peer who has a car and find out if you can get a ride should disaster strike. You should also consider what to do if you can't locate a family member or a friend. Who will be elected to go on the search and when? Ultimately, your best bet will be to communicate by cell phone. However, you can't depend on a network to be up and running. That's why a solid emergency plan is imperative. What is going on down right now in Houston, Texas? You really have to pay attention to, because the 911 system is inundated. Which brings me to my next point, kind of off topic a little bit. But when a disaster strikes, you have to realize, and most people out there probably understand, that everybody and their mother is going to be calling the 911 center. Please, if you're not in an emergency situation, if you don't require immediate help, don't tie up 911. And that is what is happening right now with a lot of calls down in the Houston, Texas area. So people that they think is a life and death situation maybe is not a life and death situation. And they're tying up a line, tying up a call for somebody that could be in that actual life and death situation. So again, calm down, assess the situation, and really think. And I know this is harder to say than do, or harder to do than say. But really assess yourself and actually, you know, is it going to help anything if you tie up a line, or are you better served just kind of dealing with your situation and letting that 911 call be given to somebody who actually needs help? Folks, people are going to be suffering right and left, but if you are not suffering and if you think you can forego it for the time being and you're okay and give it to the service to somebody else, you got to do that. You have to. So number three, secure your property. During emergency situations, good people can do terrible things. In addition to have to worry about the usual dangers lurking outside, anarchist looters may try to move in and take what's rightfully yours. What? Really? Criminals taking advantage of a situation with a catastrophe like Katrina or something? There wasn't any. Of course there were looters. There were people stealing and things like that. So you have to protect yourself. Think about what it will take to secure your home and personal property from harm's way. Examine all the locks and windows on your doors. Do you have any doors or windows that don't close properly or are broken? Have all the entryways to your home evaluated by a professional to ensure that no one could forcefully enter your home. Lock cars and secure recreational toys such as motorcycles, boats, jet skis. Bring in indoor items or outdoor items that can be used as weapons or could become airborne. Looters or angry people can use items such as large potted plants or lawn furniture to smash windows. Also, during a hurricane or tornado, those items could become flying missiles and create endless amounts of damage. So number four, know what you are up against. Every disaster situation is different, and hopefully government agencies are communicating with the public every step of the way. However, during the early days following an outbreak or disaster, the public is often on their own. Examine your unique situation and consider the safest way to conduct yourself until help arrives. Look for dangerous patterns within the community. If you know that you will be in the most danger at night, don't go outside at that time. Be hyper aware of your surroundings and never let your guard down while in public or outside. Remember what I said, when disaster strikes and people, their resources are dwindling, good people can become bad people because it's all about survival, folks. Your survival instincts will kick in. Make sure your trips into the community are brief. In addition to being worried about being eaten by a zombie attack, that's a little out there, most disasters will wreak havoc on structures. Power lines may be down and on the ground, and building materials may line the street. You can actually survive the disaster but then be electrocuted because you didn't see the down power line on the sidewalk. Practice safe behavior. If you can become infected with a deadly disease or be attacked on the street, don't spend your day hanging out in the town square. Use your common sense and make every effort to avoid trouble. But the problem is sometimes, folks, you know what they say about common sense, right? It's not so damn common. Use your common sense if you have them. And last and not least, have emergency names and numbers on hand. I'm sorry, that wasn't last or not least. From national to local government agencies, many have planned for a variety of disaster scenarios and should have a hardwired plan ready for implementation. Stay informed by trying to contact your local officials first, and then state and then national groups if you don't get answers immediately. Number six, and the last one, I promise, know who you can trust. You don't have to be suspicious of the little old lady down the street, but it's good to know which neighbors will have your back. Keep a list of emergency friends and family members near your emergency kit. You may want to have a discussion or an agreement with neighbors before a disaster strikes to know how you will help each other. Remember, it's about helping your fellow man, but remember, keep that guard up when a disaster strikes. So that's all I have, folks. I hope everybody is doing well. I hope you enjoyed our recent interviews with some of our great guests. Michael Wood Jr. is going to come back on for part two very, very soon. So stay tuned for that, folks. And as always, stay safe. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the thousands that have been displaced down in Houston, Texas. Hopefully they can be on the road to recovery soon. So with that, folks, stay tuned and be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.